This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies are blue.
We're back for the 9 o'clock hour. 1 hour left in the show. So give us a call with your questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Deb is in Edgartown.
Deb, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is about pruning today.
Sure.
And it's a three-pronged question. I have one apple tree, and I'm wondering whether it's too late to get those, I guess they're called water spout kind of things off the tree. The second question is about crepe myrtle, how to prune that, and whether it's time to do that. And my big question is whether I can top the Leland cypress that I have. They're getting ginormous, and I'm wondering whether I can cut off. They're probably, you know, they're at least 20 feet tall, and I'd like to take them down by a third, but I don't know whether that's advisable and when to do that.
Okay. So we'll start with the apple tree, right? So the apple tree water sprouts are something that I personally take out at any time of year. Any time of year, because they're just taking away from the tree itself. They're taking away energy. They're taking away water from it. They're taking away all the extra nutrients and all those types of things. So I personally would say to get them out any time of year. So right now is a good time as any. Okay.
Okay, good.
So the crepe myrtle, they say to, this is the time of year. So late winter, early spring is when you should be pruning your crepe myrtle. Okay, so the crepe myrtle blooms on new growth. So before they're really coming out of dormancy, they've started to set all their new leaves and everything. That's when you should do it.
Okay.
So you might be starting to see some buds on there at this point, but this is the time of year to do it. Maybe a little bit earlier, but it always depends on the weather. I mean, every year is different in the area. We could get snow at some points this time of year still. So,
you know, it's a funny thing with the crepe myrtle. Sometimes it'll flower like crazy, and some years only a few blossoms. So I've been confused about it. So I really should go ahead and give that a good clip. There are no buds or anything on it yet.
Yeah, so this is the best time to do it if you're going to prune it. This is the time. Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. As far as the Leland cypress, you can cut it back by a third, not a problem. The one thing I just like to make sure people know is when you do cut it, and you do say you were to cut it and you top it off, you're going to have to continue to top it off if that's where you want to keep the height. If that's where you're going to have to look at it, because when you top off any tree that has 1 liter, a new leader will form, but it usually is two branches that will try to shoot out to become the new leader. So you're, if you're trying to keep it in the form where it's one leader, you're going to have to just keep an eye on it and see, you know, which one seems to be the more viable option. Then keep that one, prune the other one out, so that it can be, so it doesn't have the two leaders get weaker at the top, because that's what will also happen. It turns into, eventually it'll get stronger there, right? But it will turn into like a weaker crotch in the tree. So the top might have an issue where it might overwinter. You know, some snowfall might push both down, that type of thing. So that's why I like to keep one and one only leader. But you can prune that at this point. That would be no problem.
Okay. That's good to know, because I was afraid it might start thinning out in the on the lower regions.
Yeah, so if
I'm
you're
using it as a hedge, kind of, so but it's gotten just huge. Yeah.
So what I would look at doing is don't just prune the top, prune the sides as well, because okay. It does the same thing, right? So you, obviously we know of a leader for a plant as to be the top. But each branch has its own leader. We just don't look at it that way. So all the branches have hormones in them. You cut one out, two are going to try to become that next leader. So it'll branch out. So it can start to get a little bit wider and thicker for you on the lower
okay.
part. I would look to see if there's any like damaged branches on the inside, any branches that might have that might be dead. At this point, get rid of them, because all they're doing is taking away from the rest of the plant itself. But I think, you know, with the Leland Cypress, don't, you know, the biggest fear is that they're not going to have the branches on the bottom. But by cleaning it up and pruning all the way will help. Also, if you, I know they're probably pretty big, but see if you can do some fertilizer like a Holly Tone or something like that to give back to the whole row of them. You're shocking them by pruning them. So that's why I want to give something back to say, all right, I'm doing this for your own good, but I'm going to give you something back.
How much would you apply? I guess it's out on the drip edge. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's going to depend on how big they are. The back of a package of Holly Tone actually will tell you to measure the diameter of the trunk or how big they are, and it will tell you exactly how much to use. I don't know it off the top of my head. I wish I could just say it's this.
Sure.
But I don't want to give you the wrong information. But right on the package, it'll have all that info.
Now, when you do that and you're putting it at the drip edge, do you just scratch it a little bit at the drip edge, or do you actually make holes and fill the holes, so to speak?
So I like to take like a shovel and go on that drip edge and make small holes in like four different spots so I can kind of move it around where I want it. And then divide the amount that you're going to use in four, put them in all four holes, and then water everything in. Some people will even just scratch it into the surface on the edges on the drip line. So really, either one. I personally like to get a little bit into the soil. I want to get it further to those feeder roots that are going to do more for me. So that's why I do it that way. But both ways are right. Neither one is wrong. They're both going to be beneficial.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Last year I put in, I don't know, like 20 emerald green arborvitae.
Yep.
And those are, you know, all along an edge. And they're, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet tall. They're small. And they look great, and we're watering them sort of on a, you know, trying to maintain, and they're mulched. Do they need fertilizer this year as well?
So I would use like a Holly Tone for those, like you're going to do for the Leland Cypress. You'll have to use less, but definitely worth it now that they've been in for a season. You'll see it'll be a tremendous difference, honestly.
Okay. That's great. Thank you, Patrick.
No problem, Deb. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, excuse me. If you want the best looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms or a bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's the perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Definitely go there and order so you can be ready for next weekend. I know it's going to be a little bit cold, but we're in the time where we need to get started in the lawn. So get out there and get started with it. Go to their website to order. It usually takes a few days to get to you. And it'll be good to have for next weekend. You can get everything started if you didn't get started this weekend. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll do what we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Hyannis.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have a question. I have a question about, three very large and mature dogwood trees. They're probably 15 feet tall, and they just haven't looked very healthy the last couple of years, and I'm wondering if I should fertilize them, if so, what fertilizer and when to do it.
Okay, so I would definitely be fertilizing them, and this is the perfect time to be doing it, right? Right now is your time to fertilize. You could use like a tree tone from Espoma. That would be a great one. You could also even use plant tone or a... you could even use the holly tone for it, to be honest. But I think I would go myself with the tree tone from Espoma. This would be the time to do it, too.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say, so you have to measure the diameter of the tree at like four to 4.5 feet tall. That will determine how big it is, and that'll determine how many pounds of the product you will use. And this is one that you would use on the drip line. So however wide the tree is, that's where you would place the fertilizer and water it in that way.
Wow, yeah, the drip line is probably 10 feet.
Yeah, so that's where a lot of the feeder roots are on these right now because of, it's been there for a number of years. So that's why you want to get it there versus right next to the trunk.
Yeah, right around the trunk there's about a 3-foot circle of ivy that grows that's been there since we bought the house.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely the drip line, because that's going to get you better, the fertilizer is going to do better there for you in the soil versus too close. It's not going to get to where it needs to be the best that it can.
Right. And it's all lawn around there. Is that going to affect the lawn?
No, not at all. The fertilizer isn't too much. Like, it's not like it's like 20-20-20 or something. On tree tone, I think it's like 3-4-3, so it's minimal numbers. There's nothing heavy to it. So the drip line, take a shovel, like a round point shovel, put it into the ground, move it back and forth, so you're basically opening up a little bit of a space.
Yeah,
split the amount that you're going to use in four, make four holes around it, put them in there, cover it back with soil, and then water it in. And I think that'll definitely help you out.
Oh, I see. I just don't spread it around.
Yeah, no, you're going to – I like to put them into like four holes so that I know it's getting a little bit deeper in. There's a lot of feeder roots lower. They're not all right on the top, and especially with like lawn around it. Not that the lawn's a heavy feeder, but it could try to take some of the nutrients from it, and that we don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so dig down about, 3 or 4 inches?
Yeah, so whatever you put the shovel in, like you just put the shovel in the ground, put your foot on it, wiggle it back and forth, and whatever that is, that's where you would put it.
Uh-huh. And the one side kind of backs up against the house, so I just can really only get the three sides, but I guess I just do...
Yeah, just divide it by three versus the four.
Yeah. Okay, and tree tone by Espoma?
Yep, tree tone I think would be perfect for what you're looking to do at this time of year.
And how do you spell Espoma?
Espoma. They should be, you're in Hyannis, right?
Yeah.
You might be able to get it at Hyannis Country Gardens. They should have it. Sure. Or like the Mahoney's in Falmouth or Osterville. Any of those, they'll have it.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We're gonna hit a break in about 40 seconds, so I don't want to bring somebody else on. So hang tight with me, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. There's that music. So we are going to hit that break. We do have a number of calls in line. We're wrapping up the show, about a half hour left. So stay tuned with us. Still some more good information. For those of you who are leaving us, go online at paulparent.com. You can find where you can listen to us live so you can hear the whole show, and you can listen to us after the fact on the podcast. So go to paulparent.com to get that information. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are facing increased pressure to visit the Mexican border. Former President Trump says he's been invited to go down there.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go. He's supposed to go and make the decision. A very, very bad decision was stay in Mexico where he ended that.
He spoke on Fox. 19 Republican senators went to the border, and they patrolled on foot, and also went to visit the facility in Donna, where they keep migrant children. Senator Ted Cruz was on the delegation that went to the center in Donna, Texas.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy, and it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. A desperate rescue effort is still underway in the Suez Canal in Egypt. More massive tugboats are heading there to help a cargo ship that ran aground and has been stuck blocking the canal for days. Shipping expert David Beard.
What will happen is that some goods might take an alternative measure, so longer sailings or go by air. That will be inflationary, and companies will pass that along. But what is pointed out is how fragile our hand-to-mouth global supply chain is.
Overnight, severe weather once again hitting the U.S. in the already storm-battered Deep South. Many states that tackled twisters earlier in the week are once again under tornado watches. This Alabama homeowner lost her roof in the storm.
By the grace of God that I was traveling, because I most likely would have been sitting there because, you know, like I said, I'm not good with listening to the warnings, but I will listen to everyone from here on out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 25 minutes left in the show, so we got some time for some callers. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
We've got people on the line. Tom is in Vineyard Haven.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I just have, to prune or not to prune? We have
that is the question.
Austin. Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. We have David Austin roses that will have pale pink multi-petal blooms. They're heavy. Anyway, they hang down. I think because the stems are weak, or are they not strong enough? Because I don't know why. That's just their type of rose. But anyway. We want them to stretch horizontally under the windows, covering about 8 feet. So, of course, if we keep pruning it, they're going to get horizontally and cover the wall there under the windows. So, but I guess we're doing the right thing to leave it.
You're going to have to train it to do that, right? Because it wants to go up. It wants to go vertical. So you're going to need to do something each season to keep it going. You're almost training it like a hedge, like a yew bush, right? So that's where you'd be.
Espalier?
Yeah, exactly. And so you just need to make sure that when you're pruning it, you know, you're bringing it to the side. You can almost top it off. And then on the sides, make sure you're cutting as well to try and fill in those areas. It's not just a topping off to keep it that height. The other sides need to be done as well. Because if you just do the top, the new branches are only going to come to the top. They're going to start showing up there. You're going to have the same growth that you do below. Now, if it's nice and full already on the lower part, you don't mind doing that, that's fine too. But the idea is to try and allow the plant to focus on the lower parts. So by pruning on the lower parts and the top, it spreads out what it's doing. It doesn't just focus on the top to try and get taller, right? It focuses on getting wider and all those details instead of just one way. So that's why I would, I wouldn't just prune the top to train it to do, to go, the way you want it to. You're going to need to do a little bit of everything, just like an all-purpose type pruning, if that makes sense.
So we prune like every other cane, and then prune it below it. Prune it up on top.
So you'll notice that on like a plant, like the top area has a leader. It has branches that are going straight up.
Yeah.
But on the sides, on the outside of it, it's, say it's 3 feet wide. Cut some on the sides as well. Don't just cut it on the top like you're trimming a hedge. Trim the sides as well so it can get thicker for you and fill in. A lot of times if we're just trying to keep something, horizontally, we just cut the tops so it just stays that height. But they're just, all the focus is going to go towards the top. It's just going to keep going back, vertically, we want it to be horizontally. So that's why you prune the outside as well, the width of it as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And that can be pruned while the season is going. It's not, I know like a lot of them look like just canes right now and there's nothing to them, but as it grows, prune it a little bit on the sides to try and get more growth on the sides to help with that horizontal growth versus the vertical growth.
Okay. Pruning the horizontal sides will promote horizontal growth?
Well, it's going to promote growth on the sides. We're trying to take a lot of the focus away from growing on the top. So the way you're describing it is you want it to go horizontally and not go up above the windows. And so if we just cut the top, say we just cut the top of the plant, those are the only ones that are going to, because every time you make a cut in a plant, it will shoot out two new branches. So if you only cut on the top, it's only going to produce branches up top. And so you're going to consistently be cutting it to try and keep it below the windows. Whereas if you cut the sides as well, the plant's not just focusing on getting taller. It's focusing on getting wider. It's taking all the energy away from just getting taller and making it throughout the plant. So we're just spreading out its thought process to allow it to do what you're asking it to do, not what it wants to do.
Oh, and that should grow up and a little out, but mostly up.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and pruning it encourages more.
It'll encourage more growth, new growth, etc.
I see. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
All righty.
Okay, so you're pruning it on the bottom. You want to fill in. There's not many branches below. From the ground up, there's not too many branches for about a foot there. So,
and that's perfectly all right. But what I want you to do is, as the season goes on, that's when you're going to train it and prune some of the branches on the lower part. Because if there's nothing on the bottom, it's just wants to go up. It doesn't want to go horizontally like you're looking for. And we just need to train it and help it get to the way we want it versus the way the plant wants to go. In the plants, they're meant to do a certain thing, but we can train them to be the way we want them to be.
Yeah, they really don't like it, but the way we want
it. It takes some time.
Yeah, I see. So in effect, pruning it, with branches heading in a certain direction, pruning it will promote it to go in that direction.
Yes, it definitely will, because what is happening is the plant itself has the different hormones in it, and they're going to go to each spot instead of just into that one spot that you've pruned.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
Alrighty. Well, good luck. Have a great one, Tom. All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Great.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Betty is in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Very much for taking my call, Patrick.
No problem.
I have yesterday and the day before and the day before that, the weather was absolutely wonderful in Lowell. And
yeah.
So I was cleaning up some of my garden, and I bought last year Clematis paniculata, and it has little white flowers, and it blooms in like August and September.
Yep.
And it did very well. And then when I was looking at it, I thought, should I cut it back? You know, because it has a lot of leaves on it, and they're dead leaves at this point. So I didn't know whether I should cut it back or just leave everything as is.
Now, did you say it was the climbing hydrangea, or was it a climbing clematis?
No, it's a clematis.
Clematis. All right. I'm sorry.
And I think it's sweet autumn. It has autumn in the title, but
it is a sweet autumn clematis.
That's right.
It's when it flowers, it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I bought it at Mahoney's in Tewksbury, and
awesome.
I'm so pleased with it.
Awesome. So it is a gorgeous. Gorgeous plant when it gets blooming.
Right.
You can look at it as the late winter, early spring. That's when a lot of people will start to prune their sweet autumn.
Okay, so this is a good time, huh?
It is, but I've seen some people have done it at different times.
Okay.
But it's always, you know. Some people will also wait until after it's done flowering, right? So that a lot of people, when they look at anything that flowers, they kind of say, all right, when it's done blooming, that's when I'm going to cut it. I don't want to affect this year's blooms. You get nervous, right?
Right.
So you could do it at this point. You could also wait until it's done blooming, and that's a while from now, obviously.
That would be in like September or
exactly.
late August.
So either or.
Okay. Okay, I think I'll prune it back pretty soon, though, you know?
No, I agree with you. I mean, usually it's like, all right, it doesn't look so great. Let's clean it up, get rid of some of the bad leaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
But some of the time, if we want it to get big and just go crazy on like a fence or something,
right,
that's
right,
when some people won't cut them as much so that they can stay bigger. And fill those areas, because a lot of times they don't look like anything, but they will come back onto some of those branches, regrow, etc.
Right.
So
right.
I wouldn't say cut it to like the ground by any means.
No, no.
But prune up some of the stuff that doesn't look so good or is very damaged.
Right.
Anything that you can see that is weak, because sometimes over the winter you'll see some of the vines that are there, they kind of bend. And you see where that's not going to make it. So we want to cut behind that so that it can have fresh growth for this season for you.
Thank you very much. And I have one other little question about amaryllis.
Sure.
I grow amaryllis in my house as Christmas presents.
Yep.
And I had several. I must have had 12 amaryllis. And some of them were quite old. They might have been 8 or 9 years old. And they didn't bloom. And I called you and you told me that they like heat. And then I put a heating pad under them. And some of them grow. But I was just wondering, is there like a built-in time limit for amaryllis? Now, I just grew them in pots and I left them in the pots for 6 or 7 years. And then I thought maybe there's a time limit.
So there isn't like a written rule that says, you know, amaryllis are going to last 7 years and then they're done. There isn't anything along those lines. It's really, you know, how you take care of them each season. What I would look at doing is if any of those amaryllis bulbs that you've had, if they have any offshoots or any other bulbs that are attached to them, that usually means that they're towards the end of it because they're trying to keep going. And becoming the next level. It's like when you see any trees go to seed. or any plant at the end. Their goal is to go to seed so they can reproduce and have more of them. So if you see any of them that have some bulbs coming off the sides, start taking the bulbs off the sides, repot those, and you'll create new ones. And that's kind of signaling we're getting towards the end for those.
There's no
written date. It's not like, you know, 7 years, 8 years.
Right.
I remember you calling about it, and it's one of those things where it could just have a couple years where it's just off years then come back to you. You know, if it's still producing nice leaves and nice product, I wouldn't just say see you later. I would continue to try.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Betty, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show. Just a few minutes left, so hang tight for that. Like I said, we're going to hit that break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, and do believe we got one more call left there, Nathan.
We've got all of the calls left,
so we'll
try as many as we can. Anna Marie is awesome. In Osterville, Mass.
Anna Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
What I'm looking for are the steps for my lawn and for my hydrangea and roses. And I know we've talked about fertilizer, lovey soil. Which ones do I put down now and in what order?
Okay. So what you're looking to do is like the first application. So I'd be putting, you know, that right now is a crabgrass control. If you're worried about crabgrass, that would be step one right now. Then from there, you could be putting Love Your Soil down at the same time. It's not going to harm the lawn. We're feeding the grass, but we're also feeding the lawn by doing that. So Love Your Soil can be done at the same time. Protolizer would be one that if you are using the natural alternative products, a lot of their fertilizers have protolizer in it to help release those trapped nutrients, etc. Now, as far as your hydrangea or your, so the hydrangea, I would be using like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 at this point. I think that would be beneficial to help your hydrangeas get some, growth for this year. And there was one other question, I believe, right?
There was, and I'm going to probably oversee because I'm seeing, and every year I see this, these little holes in my soil. It looks like squirrels or something are trying to dig up.
Okay.
Acorns,
yeah, most likely. So if you're going to feed, If you're going to reseed, you want to look, you don't want to put the crabgrass control down. The crabgrass control, there is a product out there that you can use that has specifically knows that it is a grass seed versus a crabgrass seed. So it's a little bit more expensive, but it will take care of crabgrass. It'll also put a starter fertilizer down, and then you can put the grass seed. Because if you use just regular crabgrass control, it will kill the grass seed you put down. So don't put those two. Use the one that specifically says with starter fertilizer on it.
Okay? So is that step one?
So it would be a step one, yes. If you were to go to the Osterville Mahoney's, there would be a red bag from Jonathan Green there that says crabgrass prevention and starter fertilizer. Okay?
Okay.
Magical can be, Magical can be done at this point too.
All at the same time?
Yeah, so use them in different spreaders, but you can all put them down at this point without a problem.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by different spreaders.
Like, so you don't put it down, like you don't mix them in one if you're going to use a spreader. You do them one after another, so it's not mixed together. That's what I mean by that. I apologize.
So, Magical and Love Your Soil.
Yes.
Step one first. With a crabgrass preventer, and then Love Your Soil and Magical. And where does fertilizer come in?
So fertilizer you can use on different things. That would be through Natural Alternative. If for what you're going to put down with those products, I wouldn't add fertilizer to the lawn. I'd maybe use it in the garden, in all your shrubs or in your houseplants, your veggies, all those types of things.
Okay. And how about the roses?
So roses, I wouldn't fertilize just yet. I'd let the ground warm up a little bit, wake up a little bit more, start to see some growth in them, and then you could use rose tone from Espoma.
Okay.
Okay.
And the hydrangeas would be
either a
polytone.
I would use
6-10-10.
Yeah, either a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10, or you could even use the holly tone. But 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 would be the way to go right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Anna Marie.
Yes, and you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We only got 30 seconds left, so I apologize to everybody who's on the phone. We will be back next Sunday to answer all of your gardening questions. So come on back from 6 to 10, and we'll be here, like I said, next week to answer those. Until next week, get out there. Plant something this week. It's going to be beautiful. Be good to each other. Wear that mask. And go UMass. We're going to the Final Four for hockey. Let's do it. Good win last night. We'll be back next week.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.